Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock. We still have the lovely Andrea on the line playing for Team Not Sober. And question number six there, Andrea.
All right, Andrea, your question number six. What actor played the owner of the Jim Saloon on the TV show Deadwood?
Jeff Bridges.
Come on, Mike.
Ian McShane,
yes.
I have no idea.
He's another guy who always just kind of plays himself in every role, but yeah, he's always cool.
Also, his name sounds fake. I'm Ian McShane.
Yeah, that's it.
Esquire. All right,
your question. What two Japanese cities did the U.S. drop atomic bombs on?
Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Okay.
Well done.
Nice job. There we go.
How come Nagasaki doesn't seem to get brought up as much as Hiroshima?
Because it was the second one?
Because it's the second one?
I believe so.
Because even in school, they're like, man, they dropped the bomb in Hiroshima. We learned all about it, you know, and it's like, and then the teacher's even like, oh, God, yeah. Also, we dropped another one on Nagasaki.
It's the Buzz Aldrin of that whole situation.
The Buzz
Game is,
Aldrin.
Big Dummy, 206-803. Right.
I mean, it's the truth.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Bo. Welcome to the men's room.
Yo, yo.
Hola.
Hey, Bo, are you sober or not sober?
Yes.
All right.
Nice chat, Bo.
All right, Bo.
Nice talking, Bo.
Get chased by one. Will it be Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, or Chucky?
Jason Voorhees.
Why is that?
I don't know. My favorite out of the three or four or whatever they were.
Oh, so you just want to get killed by your favorite. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Well, a big hockey fan.
What makes him cooler than who's the other guy?
Freddy or
Michael Myers?
Michael Myers?
I feel like those two are a little more equal.
Yeah, Michael Myers is all right, but kind of a dumbass.
Okay, I like that. All right. He's all right, man. He's a dumbass. All right, here is your question: for what movie did Dan Aykroyd receive an Oscar nomination? He was in a movie with Jessica Tandy and Morgan Freeman and got an Oscar nomination.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Dan Aykroyd.
Think more Morgan Freeman and Jessica Tandy.
Oh, I forgot.
Driving Miss Daisy?
You got it.
Boom.
One and done, Bo. Nice job.
Hang on. Before we let you go, I'm going to give you a true or false question. True or false, the first movie to feature the word vagina.
Vagina.
I don't need a backup. The first movie to use the word vagina was a Disney movie.
It sounds like a trick question, so I'm going to go true.
What?
Right. Was it not always a Disney movie and they bought it?
What's that?
Was it not always a Disney movie, and then they just, for whatever reason, Disney bought the company that had it?
That Disney, so it's an educational film that came out in 1946.
It's not like Wanda's Wonderful Waheen or anything, right?
No, you're ready for this. This will get you glued. The Story of Menstruation.
Okay.
They released an educational film, 19, but yeah, that was the first movie to feature the word vagina.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Herky, herky.
The house is on fire.
Wes, are you sober? Are you on team kid, sober man. Or team not sober?
You guess.
All right.
That's a tragic right. story, Miles.
It is.
I mean, the Nintendo game.
Yeah, he didn't make it, man.
Damn it, Herky.
He didn't make it.
He didn't. Golly, it's so sad.
So sad, yeah.
It was. So terrible. That house is in flames. I've never seen. I mean, those flames were shooting out 50 feet up in the. I mean, it was. I could not believe how hot it was in there.
But you've never told that story without laughing. I mean, it's a terrible story.
Yeah. It's a really bad story. He was upset because he was hiding his video game cartridges under his pillow so Herky wouldn't steal them. And he wanted to run back into the house and get his cartridges. And so I think my buddy Pat says, well, what about the console? And he's like, oh, no. He was realizing all the things.
Not the console.
Hulky.
He, you know, he was younger. He hadn't.
Hulky.
He hadn't figured out how to, you know, enunciate. So
yeah.
Okay.
That's still. All right. Your question. Okay. How many officials are on the field in an NFL football game?
Ooh.
Goodness gracious. Six.
Five?
Seven.
Seven.
I thought it was seven. They got to kind of shore that thing up.
Dang it.
What do you mean? A lot of names.
I mean, the umpire, the back judge, the line judge,
right, but
side
they're all
judge.
Officials. Then only one's technically a referee.
Look, I didn't know that one was a referee until my brother became a referee. Even when he was an official, and we called him a ref, never corrected us, right? Because you're kind of...
He didn't?
No, because that sounds better, right? But then when he became a ref, and we brought up the other refs on his team, he's like, they're not referees, they're officials.
Well, that's a back judge.
You didn't bring that up for 15 years that you were an official. Like, sounds better. So there you go. But yeah, he's on that S now. All right, your question. In 1978, what did Pez add to their dispensers?
Pink?
Candy? Cartoon heads?
Nope.
Candy.
Come on. Think about your Pez dispenser.
A spring.
Nope. Feet.
Wow.
For 1978, you could not get a Pez dispenser without feet. Thank God Pez did that. All right. Your question, what is the proper name for the, quote, ink blot test?
God, I know it. It's
can't say it without sounding like
Pam.
A mouthful of marbles.
I don't want to be Pam.
Also, it sounds like a place you'd like to visit.
Place I'd like to visit? Blotter?
Of course.
Rorschach.
Yeah.
Rorschach.
The Rorschach.
But if you say it fast, it sounds like Horshack.
Oh, Horshack. Okay. I'm like, Rorschach, baby. Yeah.
If you would have given me, like, the... okay.
Give you what? It was a question.
Are you thinking the Watchmen? Right? You want a Watchmen character?
The movie.
Yeah, the Watchmen. The Watchmen. Watchmen.
Yes.
That's why we keep saying the Watchmen.
The what?
The Watchmen. The Watchmen.
Oh. Sorry. Well,
people that...
That was a movie? I thought it was just that series on HBO.
That was a movie first.
So actually, it was a graphic novel first, then a movie, then they did the series on HBO.
Ah, made a book out of it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A picture book.
Really? It was a pop-up book.
Oh, for the blue dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Dr. Manhattan and his big blue penis.
What up?
Why did that have to be in the movie?
I don't know!
You know, he's this real serious, kind of depressing character, but just like, he is a massive blue hog. Yeah. Right? So he's like giving these serious speeches, and I'm like, right, but my eyes are on his blue penis. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not hearing a word he's saying. And I know he's saying something profound.
He was hanging.
He was, man.
He was hanging.
Hanging my big blue brain.
Ow, my knee.
Like if Shaquille O'Neal dressed as a Smurf.
And deep, too.
Oh, you got that big blue Shaq penis.
Dang it, I stepped on it again.
Ow. All right, your question. How many yards deep is an NFL end zone?
One Dr. Manhattan.
Right. Right. How many yards deep? Okay, 100.
The end zone? I'll let you guess the end.
110.
10.
10. 10. Just the end zone.
12.
They gave you a hint. One Dr. Manhattan penis.
How about Canadian? You know that one, Wes?
That 20?
No, I don't.
20.
It is 20.
20. Yeah, okay. 20. And you know you could score a point by punting the ball out of the back of the end zone?
Wait, what?
I saw a Canadian football game end it the other day on that.
So I'm going to punt you. I need to get a point. We're tied.
I like that.
And I can punt it out of the back.
It's got to be within some distance. I don't know. I think they call it a rouge.
Okay.
It was very confusing. Dude punted it from like the 40 or something out of the end zone. The guy was back there. He couldn't catch it. And it's like, game over. We win. I was like,
did I miss something?
Canadian football's wild.
All right, your question. What shellfish is the main food for the bird known as an oyster catcher? As a hint, it's not oysters.
Shrimp.
Good guess. Clams.
Mussels.
Oh.
Why was it called a mussel catcher? Hey, why do they do that? It's called this bird and oyster catcher.
So they dive down.
Mussels.
They dive down. They get the damn thing. They pull it back up.
And they're probably dropping on a rock eat the inside.
That's impressive. Because getting mussels off those rocks is a bitch.
Actually, some of the sophisticated ones, they actually have a little shellfish fork attached to their feet. They pop it on them. All right, your question. Edna Krabappel is what character's school teacher?
Oh, my God. Edna Krabappel?
Mm-hmm. Or Ms. Krabappel is what you always hear on the TV show.
The school bus. The magical school bus?
No.
Bart Simpson from The Simpsons.
You're thinking Miss Frizzle there, Wes.
Miss Frizzle. Yeah, is that what that lady's name is?
It was.
Because of her hair. I've never really seen the show, but I've seen the beginning. She opens it, she looks like a crazy bag lady.
No, her
He's
going
to drive my child to school.
Her name is Frizzle.
I'd be like, hell no.
Yes, Miss Frizzle.
Miss Frizzle. All right. Your question. The southernmost city in the world is located in what country?
The southernmost city in the world is in what country?
In what country?
Okay, Argentina.
Yeah, nailed it.
Nice job.
Very good.
I was one off. I thought it was Chile.
Chile.
Davis, Big Dummy, 206-803. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, dropping off.
All right, Justin, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, what are you taking in our men's room, Paul? You're going to be chased by one. Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, or Chucky?
I'm going to go with Michael. Just for the fact that I know he'll take it not slow at all and just get it over with.
You think so?
Yeah.
He was another creeper, man.
See, Chucky's going to freaking like slip my freaking tendons. Freddy's going to slash me up. And then Jason, probably about as close as Michael, but... Yeah, okay. That's my rationale behind that.
And if I remember this right, and Mike, correct me if I'm wrong. So one thing about Jason is that he killed you with whatever was handy. Like, he stuffed a plastic trumpet through a woman's eyeball once.
For the most
part. Someone texted in, and I do remember the scene. Some chick was in a sleeping bag, and he swung her ass like a baseball bat into a tree and just snapped her in half.
He makes no bones about killing anybody with anything. Like, his mainstay is the machete.
Right, but if he doesn't have it.
But he's also versatile,
He gets MacGyverish. But I feel like Michael Myers, like,
he wants
just
have
the
knife.
Yep,
and that's the chef's knife.
Okay. What kind of knife does he use? Who cares? Different knives.
Butter knife.
It's going to take a while.
No!
I bet it's a high-quality knife.
You think?
Yeah, because when he sells it to people, he's like, dude, I've slashed and murdered over 20 human beings.
You think anyone's ever died from a butter knife?
We all know it.
You know someone has. I just don't know how.
I'm gonna
but it doesn't include sticking it in an outlet or something. I mean, like, you cut yourself and bleed to death with a butter knife.
Somebody has been either a crime of passion or has been fighting for their life and stabbed somebody with a butter knife.
I feel like if I'm fighting for my life, whatever's handy, I'm stabbing. Crime of passion, I'd be like, I'd kill you, but hang on. Get something better. All right, your question. What does Cirque du Soleil translate to in English? Mike is quick with his French. Cirque du Soleil.
Circus cheer?
Cirque du Soleil means Circus of the Sun.
Circus of the Sun.
And that's right. All right, multiple choice question for you. What food company is listed on the New York Stock Exchange with the letter K? Kraft, Kellogg's, Krispy Kreme, or King's?
Oh, please be Krispy Kreme.
I think it's Kraft, isn't it?
Kellogg's?
Kellogg's.
Is it Kellogg's?
Yep.
I just figured that Kellogg would be probably the oldest of all of them.
That's exactly how I did it in my head, yeah.
All right, Justin, your question. How many Great Lakes are there? How many Great Lakes?
Just 13.
Oh, wow.
No. There are five.
Yeah.
Ontario, Erie, Huron, Superior, and Michigan. Question four.
I think I've only seen Michigan.
I've seen Michigan, definitely seen Ontario, seen Erie. Yeah, I think that's it. I don't think I've seen the other two. All right. Your question. What number is 1,000 thousands? Take 1,000 and multiply by 1,000. What number do you get?
Let's see here. So 1,000, three zeros, and three zeros, two thousand. So 1,000,000?
Boom. Well done, sir. 1,000 thousand. Here's a joke for you, Miles. This came in on the text line. Right. It is Halloween today. What did the ghost say to the swarm of bees?
What did the ghost say to the swarm of bees?
Boobies.
Boobies?
Boobies, yeah. See, mm-hmm. Boobies. See the thing?
Yeah, I've got Halloween jokes. We ever get a contestant who wants
By the way,
birthday
real quick,
request for it.
Somebody here says, my uncle fell onto a butter knife and impaled himself in the liver and bled out.
Oh, yeah, I've got here. East Peoria man will never see the light of day again after being sentenced Friday to 70 years behind bars for killing a guy with a butter knife.
He killed him with a butter knife.
Killed him with a butter knife.
That's what I'm saying. It has happened.
Damn. This seems like more work than it's worth.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rod.
Hello, Elliot. Welcome to the men's room.
Maybe bitches.
Boo. Elliot, sober, not sober.
Not sober.
All right. And this is the correct day to use boo as a greeting.
All right, our men's room poll. That's get chased by one. Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, or Chucky?
Give me Michael Myers.
Michael Myers it is.
You know what gives him away?
This should be like an...
If you call his phone, this is his ringtone.
This should be like a festival song.
Oh, that has been sampled.
Has it?
Oh, okay.
It has to be.
Yeah.
About to say, you guys are bopping like we're in a rave in here.
Mm-hmm. Hit it again, Mike.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's like he's the slowest out of all of them, but even if he gets you, you're going to die to some good music.
Good point.
All right.
All right, here's your question. Speaking of death, how many U.S. presidents have been assassinated?
Three.
Four.
Four. We got Abraham Lincoln. Took it to the back of a head, watching a play he didn't even want to go to.
We got JFK.
You got JFK taking a ride in a convertible.
McKinley.
You got McKinley. There's one more.
Cleveland?
No, I'll give you a hint. His namesake really likes lasagna.
Garfield.
Garfield. There it is. That's how he'll best be remembered. You know, they named a cat after you.
That eats lasagna and hates Mondays.
He's really fat. I'm sorry you died.
God!
You ever talked to him on a Ouija board? That's just how I give him the info.
I didn't like working Mondays either.
He got shot on a Monday, ironically, Mike.
I kind of hope he didn't.
Hey, can I make a request?
And what's your request?
Some of the best comedy ever. Bring him back, Dirty Big Dummy, to the happy hour.
Oh, we can do that.
We can do that.
Sure. That's all on Miles.
That has me dying every time.
Let me ask you, how did you do on average? Because it was, 10 questions, 4 bonus. So on average, how many out of 10 did you get with Dirty Big Dummy?
Oh, not even close. Sure. Miles was so good with that.
I just
what do you know? Miles was good with this
porn-riddled
porn names.
Yeah. All right,
the
your
porn
question.
Porn names, the movies, all of it.
I think we all learned a lot. All right, your question. What herb is used to make pesto sauce?
You got pine nuts.
Pine?
You got garlic.
What was your guess?
Said thyme.
Basil.
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 Ted. President Garfield was assassinated on September 19th, 1881. And it was on a Monday.
Oh. You gotta be kidding me.
It's almost like you guys killed him.
I know.
Is that what Garfield hates Monday?
Right, you think the guy that wrote Garfield, like, is that why he hates Mondays?
Probably.
I mean, most
Stop
people...
Stop me, think about it, man! This goes deep, dude.
And the cat will hate Mondays.
See if anyone can tell the connection.
Oh, my God! I never thought our cartoon would be like an onion.
I know. So many layers to Garfield.
There's the promo.
All right. Who wrote that? Bob Davis?
Jim Davis.
We need to track him down and ask. All right, your question. What organization was formed to replace the League of Nations?
Oh, my God. No, I never heard of this.
That's because they've been replaced by this other organization that still exists today.
NATO?
Not a terrible guess. The United Nations.
United Nations.
Hey, Elliot, hang on the line for us there. More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to get in there and be a contestant, 206.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
803 Rock.
99.9 KISW. The men's room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Head Chef is on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has 13 things that the bartenders say will get you ignored every single time you're at the bar. We'll do a little running tally to see how many times or if we have been guilty of any of these infractions.
I get the feeling that it's 13. I imagine in the years that I've been going to bars, I'm probably guilty of 11 of them without having seen the list.
All right, okay.
But I'd like you to think in these modern times, say in the last 10 years that I've been going to the
bar. Well, if you've ever done it, it counts.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to say I'm over 50% on this. Either way, 13 things bartenders say will get you ignored.
I'm going 11, I'm saying you're 12.
All right, then. Head Chef all the way, Ted's Meat and Potatoes at 4:30, right after the game known as Big Dummy. We still have Elliot on the line. You're playing for Team Not Sober. Elliot, I got you on question number 3.
And question number 3 for you, my friend, is what does the J stand for in the name LL Cool J?
Ladies love, oh my God, what is the J?
I know who it is.
Ladies love.
There's a hint.
James.
James!
There it is.
I was going to say, Ted knows what it is.
Cool James.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Samantha. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello!
Hola! Samantha, are you sober or not sober?
I just let my first joint of the day. I just pulled in the driveway.
Nice. Okay, Samantha, welcome to Big Dummy.
You know what, Samantha? Is it kind of fun? Like, because now you're parked, you're at home, like, I'm going to hotbox the car like I'm in high school.
Yeah.
No, I got out and went in the garage first. It's all my birthday, and so I had to run through the house and tell everybody I was going to be on the radio.
Happy birthday.
For your birthday, we've asked that everyone in the world dress up, so happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Right? I know, and they hand out candy.
I know, all on your behalf.
Awesome.
Right?
All right. Let's see here, Samantha. Our men's room poll, you're going to get chased by one. Will it be Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, or Chucky?
Chucky, because if I'm dying, I'm going to be dead by a ginger.
All right. Was not expecting that laugh. All right, Samantha, here's your question. Which is not man-made? Which of these is not man-made? Eggplant, broccoli, cauliflower, or Brussels sprouts? So eggplant, broccoli, cauliflower, or Brussels sprouts? Ooh.
Eggplant?
One and done.
One and done.
All right, hang on. Before we let you go, let's give you a 50-50 question. Let's see. All right, more or less, 500 million tacos are eaten from Jack in the Box every year, more or less than 500 million.
More.
Oh, come on. Dude, 500 million?
Americans eat 554 million tacos from Jack in the Box every year. That's about 1,000 a minute.
Because so what are they, two for a dollar?
I guess.
Yes, they are.
They're still two for a dollar.
In any 60 seconds that passes by on average, 1,000 tacos from Jack in the Box specifically.
Mike, it's just the ground beef and the cheese, right?
Well, there's taco sauce, lettuce.
Why would you ask?
It's fried.
Ask Ted.
Well, I'm saying.
You should know with fast food, ask Ted.
Well, I mean, Mike worked there. He's correct. Well, I just personally like them.
Which one are we talking about? Oh, the tacos?
Jack in the Box tacos.
What's in them?
So it starts out, it's just a taco shell with their meat mixture. It's been seasoned. It is whatever it is. And then so we deep fried that. After that, we took it out. There was lettuce, there was cheese, and there was sauce.
Okay. All right. That's it.
I don't remember the lettuce.
Yeah, 1,000 a minute.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Also depends on who was working the shift, if everything made it in there. Sometimes the cheese didn't always make it in.
I mean, look, if you get one that's a little subpar as you roll through at 3 a.m., like, I don't think I can really bitch at Jack of the Box.
No, no. Hello, Edward. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo. Boo. Edward, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, driving my kids home.
All right. You going to do a little trick-or-treating with them later?
Yeah, then I will be not sober.
All right. Well, good for you. All right, our men's room poll. Get chased by one. Freddy Krueger, Jason, Michael Myers, or Chucky? Who are you taking?
I got to take Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger.
Like, got to be not scared of him.
See, at least he would say something witty to you before he would kill you.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
He's got, like, I think if I'm just going to have a conversation, smoke a joint, drink a beer before I die, I would want to pick Freddy.
I think about a smoke a joint. I mean, obviously, Jason and Michael, they just don't talk. I think Chucky would be more entertaining. Yeah. I do. I mean, look, here's the thing. I don't know, man. Look, I just feel like Freddy Krueger, entertaining for a bit. Then I just feel like he's just creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Where I feel like Chucky, I feel like he's the guy I could sit on the park bench with. We would people watch, and he would make fun of every single person that goes by. Like a master roaster, you know what I'm saying?
You would find a way to befriend Chucky. You would just hold up this fat joint. You'd be like, you know what? You're not so bad. Let's just smoke this
Chucky,
out.
Just smoke. Calm down, you little ginger.
Why am I trying to kill you?
Why did you pick that doll? Why didn't you pick something cool?
Well, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. He was running from the cops, and that was all that was available.
Still, if you had the power to do a voodoo thing to make your soul, like you couldn't take 10 extra seconds to look around.
What would you pick? Granted, the good guy doll's not exactly peak, but
so
what
this
would you
is,
pick?
What, action figures and dolls?
He's going to go be a G.I. Joe? Regular-ass G.I. Joe? That's not even big enough to take everybody out.
My first thought was a G.I. Joe. Yeah, but they give you weapons. Like, you give G.I. Joe weapons.
I'd be Buzz Lightyear.
There you go.
To hell and beyond.
Damn.
So now I'm evil.
You've already got your doggone catchphrase.
You know what? In that case, I'd be like Slinky Dog or something. Nobody sees me coming. Just wrap my little slinky around your neck and you sleep, and out you go.
Just voiced by Ernest.
That's what he does.
Lights out.
Yeah. Suffocates him with a slinky.
Yeah. I'll put my tail in the electric socket, put my paw on your forehead, and watch your eyeballs blow right out your head.
How do you like that, Vern?
All right, your question. Multiple choice, UFOs, ghosts, maple leaves, or angels. Lenticular clouds resemble what?
What?
Lenticular clouds.
That's the right response to that question.
Give me the
UFOs.
Yeah, UFOs. It's over right here.
It was it right there all the time.
That's it.
Hold on, before we let you go, let's see. That was one and done, right?
Okay. I guess it was.
Yeah.
All right, another more or less question. More or less than 20 countries on this planet do not have a single river.
A single river. Out of the 109 years, I'll say more.
No, not less. No. There are 18 countries on this planet that don't even have a single river. Some of them include Libya, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Yemen.
Does that include the micros, like Luxembourg,
Liechtenstein?
I think it does, because they're right. They're represented, yeah. I think that Morocco includes them as well.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Vince. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Vince, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Vince, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, you're going to be chased by one. Are you taking Freddie, Jason, Mike Myers, or Chucky?
I'm going to go with Chucky. He creeped me out as a kid, but now as an adult, I feel like you punt him in pretty good ways.
Does that catch you off guard every time, Steve?
It kind of does. I keep forgetting his ass is going to laugh.
I mean, that's the one of the more evil parts about that doll.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah. Did anyone just take a shovel and, like, beat his ass?
No.
The point everyone's making, like, right, man, it's a doll. And I know he's got some strength and he's possessed, but I just feel like... I kick him in the face.
One of the movies, he gets a girlfriend.
He puts a soul into a woman, and they run together the whole movie.
The other thing, too, is, like, he just kind of sneaks up. Like, he's not always just, like, running. I don't know how to explain it. Like, you just wake up, and he's there stabbing you.
No recall on that doll. That's the amazing part.
Yeah.
All right. Your question, Antarctica is surrounded by what ocean?
The Arctic Ocean.
Or the South Ocean?
The Southern Ocean.
Southern
yes.
Ocean. Yeah. Don't come around here.
Oh, we're going to keep you nice and cold down here, yeah.
Where you from?
Hey, dude. You coming down to swim in our ocean?
With some crawl daddies? Little gator tail?
All right, your question. Multiple choice. What language has four times more people that speak it as a second language than native speakers? French, English, Mandarin, or Spanish?
Run that one by me again.
So what language has four times more people that speak it as a second language than native speakers? French, English, Mandarin, or Spanish?
Mandarin.
I'll say English.
English.
Yeah. I've lately gotten obsessed with these videos of Americans that can speak, like, Mandarin and this and that. And, like, they either visit these countries or just live there, or sometimes they're just on the internet. It just shocks me.
I mean, look, man, if I can speak Mandarin, like, we're going to China.
Yeah.
I gotta go somewhere and talk Mandarin.
I'm here for the oranges.
I'm here for your oranges and your chicken. All right. And your peanuts. I heard you got peanuts here.
What you were to say?
Peanut capital of the world, apparently.
I thought we were a step away from and your women.
And your women. I want peanuts, oranges, and women. And chicken.
That sounds like a good day to me.
You know, I just thought about it. Like, that's not bad.
Right.
I'm like, okay. All right, your question. What type of milk is the basic ingredient in Thai cuisine?
Oh.
Coconut milk.
Yeah.
You got it.
I also would have accepted raccoon.
I'm not a huge coconut fan, but, like, coconut rice is delicious.
I agree, man. Yep. And other than, like, I don't know, coconut shrimp, coconut yep. rice, I'm down. After that, not a big fan of coconut.
I had Mounds and an Almond Joy today.
Which one do you prefer out of the two?
Almond Joy's got nuts.
And Mounds don't.
Correct.
But you said there was, what, coconut in the...
In both of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't like them. All right. Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo. Brandon, sober, not sober.
Painfully sober.
All right, Brandon. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll. You're going to be chased by one. Are you taking Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, or Chucky?
I love Chucky. I'm going to get chased by Chucky.
Chucky. Chucky Cheese. That'd be funny if they brought the rat in.
Would you eat Chuck E. Cheese if it were based on Chucky yes. from the movies?
I'd go more often.
You would try Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
Knowing what his...
Don't call it that, though.
No, he would call it Chuck E. Cheese. Like, I used to be a serial killer, now I own a dairy farm.
You want some of my try Chuck E. Cheese?
Chuck E. Cheese.
I mean, Dave's killer bread is good.
It is.
Yeah.
I just feel like Chuck E. I don't know if this is a dairy product, necessarily.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. All right. What two countries make up the island of Hispaniola?
What
What country was that?
It's an island called Hispaniola, but what two countries make up Hispaniola?
Papua New Guinea and Guam. I don't know.
Nah, you're way off. Dominican Republic and Haiti.
Yep.
Is there a lot of Hispaniola bajolas?
Hispaniola bajola. Only say that Dominican. I wouldn't try that name.
I don't know about say that in Dominican.
I would not.
All right, your question. What is the capital of Bermuda? Is it Port-au-Prince, Santo Domingo, Hamilton, or Port of Spain? So Port-au-Prince, Santo Domingo, Hamilton, or Port of Spain, the capital of Bermuda.
What was that first one again?
Port-au-Prince.
That sounds right. Let's go Port-au-Prince.
Port-au-Prince is the capital of Haiti.
Haiti.
Santo Domingo is the capital of the Dominican Republic. Port of Spain is the capital of Trinidad Tobago. So it would be Hamilton.
Hamilton. Think of who owns the Bahamas.
Hamilton. That is exactly why it's called Hamilton.
We missed our opportunity to hold our party in Port-au-Prince. It could have been the Port-au-Prince Porter Party with the Porta Potty.
Let's go to Haiti just for that.
It would be only bathroom in Haiti.
I know. It's the longest line ever at the Port-au-Prince Porter Party Porta Potty.
Oh, man. They're taking selfies with it.
Yeah. That's not a good idea.
All right, your question. Where on a pumpkin would you find the peduncle?
That sounds like a bottom part. Is that the bottom part?
No.
It's a little knob on the top.
Stem?
It's the stem, yeah.
Yeah, Mike, you go to Haiti, you're not coming back.
Yeah.
I got the best chance.
I was having fun with
it. Just don't speak.
I wouldn't say anything.
That's quite the job, cutting that.
Cut the peduncle?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that little peduncle.
The knob.
I feel like that would be Miles' dream summer job, the peduncle cutter.
Yeah. I'll cut peduncles.
That's not what I'm going for, though. I'm going to call something completely different from way back in the day. What do you do? I do this.
Yeah. All right, your question. The first human being killed by a robot was 1979. It was a man working for what auto company?
Oh.
General Motors, GM?
No robots don't hate people.
I'll say, is it an American-made company?
Yes.
Ford.
Ford, yes, indeed. Yeah.
I mean,
that was my second one.
First man killed by a robot. Congratulations. Yeah.
First one to make an assembly line.
Yeah.
First one to kill.
But we also got, the 8-hour workday, 5-day work week. Wasn't that Henry Ford, I think, that fought for that?
I'm not sure.
I'm not 100%, but I feel like he was instrumental in that, I believe. Because like most bosses.
It was Ford, yes.
All right. Good for me.
It was part of an economic philosophy that was later called Fordism.
Okay. Fordism. Your question. How many sides does a nonagon have? A nonagon.
That sounds too easy. Is that 9?
Got it. There you go.
Nice job.
Well done, man.
What do you think? One more, Mike?
You know what? One more.
Let's do it.
One more.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Nick, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, driving home right now.
All right, Nick. Drive carefully out there. The kids might be out. Who knows?
Okay, Nick, men's room poll. Get chased by one. Freddy Krueger, Jason, Michael Myers, or Chucky?
I got to go with my favorite, Michael Myers.
Michael Myers, right. It is. Yeah.
Rave time!
God, that'd be great on acid.
That's my ringtone, too.
Yeah, man.
And he actually plays the piano part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally. Classically trained pianist.
Oh, yes.
And serial killer. All right.
Just walks around with a Casio before he kills people.
Or the keytar. Damn it. All right, your question. Roy Hinckley was the name of which TV character? The Fonz from Happy Days, the Professor from Gilligan's Island, Boner from Growing Pains, or Cooter from Dukes of Hazzard?
Say the name again.
I'm going to go with the first one.
That would be the Fonz. Nope.
Roy Hinckley?
Roy Hinckley.
Yeah.
actress Arthur Fonzarelli. So now we have the professor from Gilligan's Island, Boner from Growing Pains, or Cooter from Dukes of Hazzard.
I'll say Cooter.
Nope.
The professor.
It was, in fact, the professor. I don't know how Cooter and Boner didn't get their own show.
Speaking of gingers.
they got their own adult.
Yeah. All right, your question. How many players are on a polo team?
Regular or water?
Regular.
Let's see. 10?
I don't know what kind of polo you play.
Oh, hey.
It's been a while since I've been to the polo ground.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio.
I have to dust off the cardigan.
Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
Do you know how many people do a hunt club on a team?
No.
None.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a jockey on the horse.
It's called a rodeo.
God, I hated that.
All right. Your question. How many laps must a driver survive to win the Indianapolis 500?
Jeez.
$250? Oh, close.
Thanks. 200. Yeah.
Oh.
That's a big-ass track.
It is a monstrous track. All right, your question. What company's slogan is, quote, a diamond is forever? Give you a hint. They sell diamonds.
The only diamond company I can think of is, I want to say Jared?
Da Bears.
Yep. Da Bears.
Question 4.
Question number 4. What color is the center square on a standard Scrabble board?
The star. Is it red?
No. Can you guess that?
No.
What was the question? What color is it?
Yeah.
Pink?
Yeah. How did you guess?
Pink star, huh? It's like Lucky Charms.
I gave him this clue.
Oh. Ah, we're going to miss those days.
All right, your question. Manfred von Richthofen earned what nickname during World War I?
Does he have a pizza?
Yes.
I have Papa no John. Idea.
He's a frozen pizza.
Frozen pizza.
Frozen pizza.
It's a World War I.
World War I frozen pizza.
Snoopy thinks about this guy all the time.
He wears goggles and a scarf.
They didn't call him the Tombstone. They didn't call him the Screaming Sicilian. They called him the...
He wasn't known as Mama Celeste.
No. Not DiGiorno.
Didn't call him Tony.
No. Not Stover's French bread.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, dude. The Red Baron!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it all comes crashing home now.
We couldn't give you much more.
I do like the idea of a flying ace, though, of the Screaming Sicilian.
I'm going to shoot you down now.
Oh, bellissimo, huh?
All right, your question. Who was the star of the 1928 movie Steamboat Willie?
Was that Mickey Mouse?
Okay, yes, indeed.
There
you
go.
It was big break in Hollywood.
Oh, man. 13 things that bartenders say will get you ignored every single time. Coming up with a head chef and 10 meat and potatoes at 4:30. And we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.